Oh, look, I think we're disappointed with the results, but I think we're encouraged with the way we bounced back against Adelaide and definitely gave ourselves a shot to win that one. And, you know, a couple plays would have gone our way, it would have been a different result. So, you know, we improved from the game before, but it's, you know, we definitely got some more room to improve to be able in the upper echelon of the league this year.
Trev was working hard today. Is that something you've got to work on? Is the, you know, high energy stuff?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we not having Damo out there really, you know, trying to speed teams up and get some easy points from our defense and transition will really help our offense flow, I think. And, you know, it's something that we've got to try and do to kind of manufacture some of the energy that we get off the defense of Damo and Maddie as well. So it's something that we, you know, we're trying to incorporate into our trainings to give us a little bit more of an edge on the defensive end, because I think that's you know, that's what this team's built on to, and that's kind of been our backbone of our success for a number of years.
Sean, without Maddie and Dano out there, do you sometimes feel the players can go into their shells a little bit because they're not familiar with having those two sort of veterans out there as well?
Oh, look, I think we've played plenty of games where we haven't, especially in the preseason. You know, Damon was away with the Boomers, and there's times last year where we didn't have them. So it's, you know, I think there's experience there, and I think it's just us getting a little bit better defensively and finding a little bit better flow on offense as well. Where, you know, the ball isn't moving as well as we'd like, but I think we're, you know, it was better against Adelaide, and hopefully those improvements that we made will hold us in good stead when we take on Melbourne, because it's going to be a tough game on Friday.
So does Trev then tell you to take the game on and try and get those cheap points by playing it and moving the ball?
Yeah, we've got to. I think we've got to try and get some easier points. You know, every time we have to go up against the defense for a full 24 seconds, it kind of wears you down. So I mean, the effort's there from the guys. It's just about executing and you know, probably taking some. Being a bit more aggressive at times. You know, I think Nino showed in the second half when he got real aggressive, he was fantastic for us and you know, almost got us over the line against Adelaide. So, you know, just having that aggressive mindset, I think will go a long way to kind of freeing things up for the guys on the offensive end.
How about four in a row? I think it's since 2005 it hasn't happened. But do you feel the team feeling the pressure at all, or even Trev, or is it just come to the territory?
Oh, look, I think I know for myself it's more pressure that you put on yourself. You know, you take a lot of pride when you put on the Wildcats uniform, and obviously we're not playing at the level that we want to, but we know what we're capable of. You know, I think there's a lot of confidence within the group and within the guys that we can step up and produce when it's needed. So it's something that you know, it's still a work in progress, and obviously we haven't got the results that we wanted, but hopefully we moved in the right direction against Adelaide, and you know. The league this year can change in a matter of a couple of days. I mean, you can go from top to bottom, back to top, if you catch on fire and play the right way. And I think that's what we're focusing on, is just to get back and playing the way that we know we're capable of, and I guess that the Wildcats team have shown in the past.
Jamil McKay looked like he might have injured his shoulder during training.
Yeah, I didn't see what happened. He didn't finish the rest of training, but you know, I think he'll most likely be all right. So hopefully, you know, we've gotta. It's in the middle of the season. You're gonna have some days where the body's not feeling great, or you're gonna get some bumps and bruises. So you just got to, you know, that's kind of be expected this time of year. That there's gonna be sessions where guys aren't gonna be able to complete it.
Does it seem a bit of a shock at all for everyone when you see another bloke go off though?
To be honest, this year we're kind of used to the amount of injuries that we've had. It's just it seems like it's been a pretty high occurrence, and you know, it's something where we're hopefully, you know, we've got a great medical team, and I'm sure they'll get them right for Friday.
How's Jaron Johnson finding the focus that's been on him this year?
Oh, look, I think he's handled it very well. I mean, he's you know, he's in a tough situation, but you know, credit to him and the character that he has, he's bounced back. You know, he came back and had a great second half and shows what he's capable of when he comes with that aggressive mindset. And, you know, I think all the guys will be encouraging him to just play with that confidence and aggression that he showed second half against Adelaide.
Has it been important to rally around him given all the circumstances he's had this year?
Oh, look, I think we've got to rally around each other. I mean, it's a tough situation. We haven't got the results that we've wanted, and we've got a huge game on Friday, and we're going to need everyone to step up and play some great basketball. You probably look at, you know, Melbourne's one of the most talented teams in the league, so it's going to be a tough challenge for us, and we're going to need everyone to step up and play their part. Not just necessarily scoring, but doing those little things that go a long way to helping a team win a game.
You've been enjoying the extra minutes in the last couple of games, obviously having to step back up again with the other guys.
Yeah, I mean, we were down a few bodies, so we needed some guys to step up, and I was glad that I was able to produce in the minutes and help our team, you know, kind of help to change the flow of the game, and I think that's the role of the guys coming off the bench, and, you know, we've done it well at times this year, and we've just got to make sure we're a bit more consistent with it.
Sure, and I think Matty Knight sort of looked a bit better out there today, running and then also on the bike. You expect him to be up for Friday and be a good boost, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be great. I mean, he's one of the toughest big men in the league, and he's a handful down there, down in the low block, so not many teams can match his strength and his physicality, so he brings a lot to the team, and we'll be hoping that he's back.
How big is the last home game before this long stretch of just road games?
Yeah, I mean, being out of Perth Arena for about a month, it's going to be a tough stretch. So to get a win at home and build some momentum before we go out on the road for such a long time is going to be crucial for us. So we're going to put all our effort and focus this week into trying to get a win against a very talented Melbourne team.
Is the belief still there?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you look at a few weeks ago and we're sitting top of the ladder or second on the ladder. So it's not a basis of we're not capable. It's just I think it's a matter of finding that consistency. Especially our first halves haven't been very good the last few weeks. And that's probably where it's kind of really let us down. Going into halftime down 12-15, it really puts you in a hole, and you got to fight back to get back into the game.
Have you adjusted anything to try to start better?
Yeah, I think I think a lot of it comes down to our defense. I mean, giving up 48, 50 points, this team is we pride ourselves on the defensive end, so we've got to make sure we hold teams to a lower number. And I think that's got to be our focus going into the game, especially in that first half is where we're not getting it done defensively.
And have you seen a significant drop in the defense without Dave there, not just him individually, but he often talks a lot and kind of moves people and stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, he's a world-class defender. So anytime you lose a guy that like Damo, that you've kind of relied on what he brings. But, you know, I think, JK's shown Tom's that he can step up and provide that. And I think we've got a lot of confidence. I mean, you look back to last year when Damo went down for those few weeks, you know, JK came in and played some great basketball. So I think he's getting his feet, leading the troops, and I think that we've got a lot of people that are capable, and it's just it can't be just on one person. I think it's on the group collective to kind of step up and fill that hole that when we're missing a guy like Dama.
Have you seen maturity in JK over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, he's guys have a lot of confidence in him. He's come first year in the league last year, and he first couple of games he's hitting big shots for us, winning us ball games, and I think, you know, it says a lot about him and his composure out there on the court, and I'll back him with the ball in his hands to make the right play any day.